Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Season 2, Episode 29 of Dinner with the Healers. My name is Eric, and with me as always are my lovely wife, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
My beautiful daughter, Stella.
Hi.
And my super handsome son, Henry.
Hello.
Guys, let's just jump straight into the business. We had somebody leave a comment on Spotify asking how they subscribe. Check out our show description. There's a link to our website.
TheBlueyPodcast.com.
Our email address.
BlueyPodcast@gmail.com.
Our social media. And links to how you can subscribe to listen to the show ad-free. It's just $1 a month. There's a link for Spotify and there's a link to every other podcast platform. And if you guys have any questions about how to make that work, just email us and we'll be happy to help you out. Now, there's one more thing in the show description that's new this week. Are you guys ready for this?
Yep.
Ready.
A company called TeePublic reached out to us to see if we would be interested in having Dinner with the Healers merchandise. And now we have t-shirts. You can get our logo on all kinds of things, and there's a link to it right in the show description. Right now, we just have our classic logo. You can get it with the background and without the background. So be sure to check out the show description for all those links. You guys have been so, so awesome to us, and I think it's time we do some howl-outs.
Okay, listen up. Everyone has to clap and go, woo, yeah, all right, that's awesome. Got it?
Oh, yeah. You guys excited?
Yes,
yep, sir.
We sure are.
So listen, the very first one I want to do is from Sawyer. Sawyer sent us a voicemail last week. And Spotify has rearranged where all this stuff is, and I had to reach out to their customer service to find out how to get to it because their help pages hadn't been updated. And we are going to hear from Sawyer right now.
Hello, guys. The podcast is coming. It's so cool that you put clips of the episodes, and I also like how you do the stuff with the podcast. How do you make the podcast? But I like the new. My favorite episode is the sign, because I see the trailer. I know I'm going to like it anyway. But it's so cool. My name is Sawyer, by the way. I'm 6 years old. Almost 27, too much. In 27 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Sawyer. Thank you so much for the message.
That was so awesome to hear from you, Sawyer.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the sign. We would love to know what you thought of it. So if you want to ask a parent to email us, our email address is in the show description. We would love to know how you liked the sign. And thank you again for the voicemail. Wasn't that cute?
It was so cute.
Yeah.
We had a lot of comments on Spotify. I'm going to blast through these. We got Rob, Grace. We have somebody whose username is a string of numbers. At first, I thought, is that a phone number? But it starts with 111, and they like Escape and Double Babysitter. Steven, Alexis, Alex. Alex has been with us since day one. That guy's awesome. Sophie May, Cloudy, Draven commented, Banditas! like on the sign. Amelia, Roland just turned 19. Happy birthday. Rainbow Rock, Gigi, Charlie from Colorado, Brisbane Meadow. Brisbane's where the Healers live, by the way, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, Patrick, who's Sophia's big brother. Aria wants more of Stella. I think we can make that happen, can't we, Stella?
Yeah.
Amelia G had a birthday the day the sign came out. How about that?
That's a good birthday gift.
Yeah. Jamie on. Somebody with a big string of characters as their username. It starts with S-P-O. We heard from Mackenzie, from Pebbles. I like that name. Ms. Unicorn, Fortuitous One, Ada, Ruby, Juliet, who loves Stella, Carly, and I hope I pronounce your name right. Is it Anaya? Rayanne, Madison, Theo the Burrito asks if Henry has a Game Boy and if he likes Pokemon.
I do not have a Game Boy, but I do play on Nintendo Switch, and also I have lots and lots of Pokemon cards.
Yeah, Pokemon's cool, huh?
It sure is.
We heard from Chris, who loves the pod and likes Stella the best. Yelena, Batty. On Instagram, I got a message from Julia, and she said her niece, Mia, loves the podcast. And Mia is getting ready to have a Bluey-themed birthday party. Thank you so much, Mia, for listening, and for your Aunt Julia for sending us the message. We got an email from Sanaheen and Vahan's mom letting us know how much they enjoyed the Howl Out. That is so cool. Thank you so much for that, by the way. We got some reviews on Apple Podcasts. We heard from Bluey Lover, who is also a Swiftie. And Maeve loved the sign and says that Amanda and Eric are their favorite.
Woohoo! Thank you.
I got to tell you, that seems like a tough one because these kids are pretty awesome and I get why people like them so much.
They are pretty cool.
That was a very nice compliment, but I think you deserve it for now.
Aw, Henry, you're so sweet.
You're welcome.
And we also got a review from Claire. Guys, thank you so much. We sure appreciate the support. We love knowing that you guys are enjoying the show.
We sure do appreciate the support. It's always great to hear from all of you. Thank you so much for all of you reaching out to us.
Well, guys, we just got done watching Granddad. Amanda, could you tell us what was going on at the beginning of this episode?
So Bluey and Bingo are in the car with Mom. They're in the back seat having, looks like, little containers of some different kinds of snacks in there. And Chili reminds Bluey to be sure to eat your pumpkin seeds so you grow up big and strong. And Bluey doesn't want to eat her pumpkin seeds. She feels like it should be her own choice on whether or not she wants to eat them and grow up big and strong. But anyway, the girls are on their way to go see Granddad.
Yeah, and that's Chili's dad, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Bluey says, shouldn't it be up to me? That's going to be a common theme in this episode. Henry, what were the girls looking forward to doing when they got to Granddad's?
They were looking forward to be riding in the canoe.
Have you ever been on a canoe?
No.
Well, it's pretty exciting. We'll have to do that sometime.
That's something that I said I wanted to do during the episode.
Yeah. Well, Chili's worried that her dad might not be up for a canoe ride. Why was she worried, Stella?
Because he needs to rest because he has heartworm.
Yeah, he had had heartworms and he needs to recover. But what is he doing when they get to his house?
He's trying to get a stump out of his front yard.
Yeah, he's having a stump fest of his own out there, isn't he? And boy, oh boy, Chili was not too happy about that.
Yeah, that definitely is not very restful.
So what did they do when they all got out of the car?
Bingo and Bluey went running with Granddad.
Yeah, and they were going to try to get away from Chili. Stella, what was the first thing that Granddad did to try to slow Chili down?
He turned on the hose so the sprinkler would turn on.
I don't think she was very happy about that. Do you think she was happy about that?
No.
No, she wanted her dad to slow down so she could grab him. Well, they ran somewhere. Do you remember where they ran, Stella?
They ran straight into the bush.
Yeah, in the woods, right? But Chili knows the area better than anybody because that's where she grew up playing. Bluey tried to whisper something to Granddad, but it seemed like he couldn't hear her very well. Boy, I relate to that. But Henry, what was Bluey's plan?
Bluey's plan was to throw a rock and make Chili think that they were over there while they ran.
Yeah, it was a good plan, too.
It sure was.
They're on their way down this muddy slope. And Bluey asks Granddad if he's okay. Because he's starting to fall behind just a little bit. And what did he tell her, Amanda?
He said he was guarding the rear to protect them from a sneak attack.
And I thought that was a pretty good reason why he was slowing down. But I think he was really starting to get tired. They stopped in the creek and did something that was pretty fun. What did they do, Stella?
They put mud on their faces.
Yeah, Granddad learned that when he was in the jungle, right?
Yeah.
What was it that he said?
You can't find what you can't see.
Yeah. So they used the mud as camouflage, and it sure looked like they were having a good time. Well, now Granddad is definitely getting tired. Henry, what did the kids say they needed then?
They said that they were hungry.
Yeah, they need some food, and that's always how it goes, isn't it?
Yep.
I really liked how they showed Chili, and she's this expert tracker. The way they did that with the music, it reminds me of so many like action movies I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
All the years. That was so, so good. Well, Amanda, what did Granddad have for food?
So Granddad took the girls over to a spot where he uncovered it, and there is a backpack in a hole in the ground that he had put there with food in it, just in case he was out in the scrubs and ever needed it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's pretty clever. Obviously, he spends a lot of time out there. I think maybe he and his friends are a little bit of survivalists or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was smart.
Yeah. Granddad's having trouble getting a package open. And Bluey asks him if he needs help, and he says yes because his thumbs flare up. And Amanda, what did Bluey ask him?
She asked Granddad if that's why Mom was saying that he needed to rest was because his thumbs were hurting.
But what was his answer to that about the resting?
He said that it should be up to me whether or not he wants to rest.
Yeah, there it comes around again. But when Granddad tells Bluey she needs to eat her pumpkin seed so she can get big and strong, she tells him the same thing. Shouldn't it be up to me? And so now Granddad is starting to see maybe Chili's point here. They take off running again, and Chili yells that you're not meant to be running around. And he's going to go to the canoe, and he can't remember if he loaned it to somebody or not. Who did he think he loaned it to, Stella?
Maynard,
his buddy. And they get to his house, and what's he doing out there?
He was fishing.
Yeah, on his porch. When they ask Maynard to hide him, what does Maynard think it might be, Henry?
Aliens.
Yeah, he looks right up in the sky. Is it the aliens? I wonder what made that his go-to, that being the first thing that he thought of.
I wonder if he saw a UFO.
Maybe.
Or was he just being silly?
Yeah, who knows? Well, Maynard asks him, why can't you just do what you're told? And Granddad asks him if he has the canoe, but at that point, here comes Chili. And so Maynard hides them.
Oh, Chili, fancy seeing you here.
Can it, Maynard? Where are they?
Where's who?
You know who.
Did you get a haircut?
Come on, Maynard, keep it together.
Maynard tried to pretend like he was just having a normal day out there. Amanda, do you think Chili saw through that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she wasn't letting him go for a second.
No.
He has to accept that he's getting older and needs to look after himself.
Well, if he was here, he'd just say, shouldn't it be up to me?
No, it shouldn't. I'm his daughter. He should take care of himself for me because I still need him.
Well, only an old fool would ignore that.
Oh, is that a bite, Maynard?
Oh, we're cooked, kids.
I think that is a bite. It could be a barra.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a barra.
I got it. You had one job, Maynard.
You!
Run, kids!
I thought the line where Chili says, he should take care of himself for me because I still need him, was the sweetest thing. And apparently so did Maynard, because he said something very loud for Granddad's benefit. What did he say, Stella?
Only an old fool would ignore that.
Yeah, exactly. Right then, though, something crazy happens. What is it, Henry?
There's a fish pulling on Maynard's fishing hook.
Yep, and there goes his pole. Well, they decide to run for it, and they jump in the canoe. Amanda, what happens next?
Well, they jump in the canoe and start going out into the lake, and Chili jumps into it right behind him, and she's hot after him.
She's tough. The way she was swimming like that, She's awesome. Granddad's too tired to row, and Bluey doesn't think she's strong enough to paddle.
Paddle, Granddad!
I can't! My thumbs! You kids will have to do it.
This is why you have to rest.
Well, this is why you have to be big and strong.
The girls finally get their chance to paddle a canoe. Stella, what were they saying to make the canoe go?
They were saying canoe.
Yeah, with every paddle, they were saying canoe. Do you think that helped make it go faster?
No.
No, but it sure looked like it was fun for them.
Yeah.
They get across the water, and Granddad says that Chili will definitely find him because this was her favorite place when she was young. And Henry, what did the girls ask him?
They asked him if they should just get back in the canoe and canoe back to the other side.
But what did he say?
He said, no, I think it's time that I've had a rest.
Yeah, he was ready to stop. And he knew, I think, where this whole thing was going to head. The girls were having a really good time swimming. And he was being so sweet with them, encouraging Bingo while she was practicing floating on her back. She had her little life vest on. Well, sure enough, Chili makes it there. And Bluey says, look, I'm eating my pumpkin seeds, and Granddad's resting. So that made Chili happy. And she sat down, and they got to talk about it.
I remember when you used to take me swimming here.
Yeah, me too.
That was a long time ago.
No, it was yesterday.
Oh my gosh, that was so sweet. And that really is how it seems as parents. Like, goes by so fast. You guys have grown up so much just since we started doing this podcast about a year and a half ago. It's wild to see how fast the time has gone. And that was the episode. Henry, did we forget anything?
Nope.
Yeah, I think we did a pretty good job on it. Well, you know what it's time for.
Did we learn anything today?
Henry, could you tell us, what were we supposed to learn today?
One thing that I thought that we could have learned from the episode is that make sure to cherish the old memories because of the end part, you know?
Yeah.
To where, yeah.
Stella, what about you? You have anything to add?
You should listen to the people who care about you, because they only want what's best for you.
Yeah, exactly. Chili wasn't trying to pick on Bluey, asking her to eat her pumpkin seeds. She just wants Bluey to have the nutrients she needs. And she wasn't being mean to her dad, telling him that he needed to rest, because she just wants what's best for him. Amanda, what about you? Did you have anything to add to that?
No, I don't have anything to add to it. I agree with both of the things that the kids said. They both had some really good points.
Yeah, you guys nailed it.
You had some good ideas about the episode.
You definitely nailed it.
Yeah.
One thing I thought that was really, really sweet, though, is Chili wants what's best for her dad, but it's also because she needs him. She wants him to be there for her. And she really likes seeing him interacting with her kids the way he did with her when she was little. I just thought that was so sweet, the way it all came together. Does anybody have any parting thoughts about the episode?
Yes, I do. That it's just really sweet, and it was just really nice to watch it.
Yeah. Anybody else have anything to add?
I really liked this episode, and I really liked how cool Chili was with all of her hunting and tracking skills. She's very tough. She's a cool mom.
Yeah, she's awesome. I love seeing her in this role. The one thing I would add is just how much we can relate to Chili as we've gotten older, seeing our parents get older, and just what she went through in this episode hits really close to home for us. Well, guys, we think Bluey is awesome. And until next time, we are out of here.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.